is a pleasure to meet you, Michaela. Thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Thanks for, taking the time yourself.
Oh, absolutely. The film is incredible. It is so much fun and so heartwarming. I just think it's such a wonderful piece. What made you
I don't mean
excited
to clutch
about
my chest, but it makes
it?
me happy.
I'm
I
glad.
mean, where do I start? So much makes me excited about it. I think that it's just such a fresh look at a relationship that I've never seen depicted in a movie before. Have you? I mean, we've seen mother-daughter things, we've seen father-daughter, we've seen all these sort of like coming of age films and things like that, but I've never seen mom and daughter's annoying ex-boyfriend. It's like this is a very fresh treat for me, and I and that that the second the B story is perimenopause. Again, like it just doesn't feel like a movie that treads on any retread territory. It doesn't, it's not retreading, I'm trying to say. It's not, it doesn't feel like it's like we're predicting what's going to happen next. And I found myself getting sort of, when I saw it with an audience for the first time, and I found myself getting kind of caught up in the movie because even though I know what happens, I didn't feel like I knew what was going to happen, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things too is these characters, they feel so fresh. Like I know for Charlie's character, for example, I've said to I said that to Lindsay, the directors, I forget their names right now,
Lindsay and Dane, yeah.
Lindsay and Dane. And I said,
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be the annoying boyfriend trope, and he isn't. There's so much more to
Right?
him. And
Yeah.
it's such a beautiful relationships that blossom in this film. It's just incredible.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear you say that. I agree. He's a remarkable actor. He's so young and he's doesn't really have an inauthentic bone in his body. He feels like Gage. I mean, I'm sure his home life is much sweeter than Gage's, but he, Charlie as the actor, is so present. And to be young and that unself-conscious is really cool. You don't see that all the time.
Absolutely. But let's talk about your character. Let's talk about Suze for a minute, because she's, like you said, she's definitely at a place of transition in her life. Her daughter's going off to college, and you see her, she's really struggling with the change and starting over, the sense of starting over. And that's something we see just in general. I was wondering why you think that it, or do you think that that's a difficult thing to do, and if so, why?
I mean, your whole life is like defined by this person that came out of you in most cases, or adopted, or whatever, however you came to be a mother. And then you have to make sure this being stays alive and fed and prospers and thrives and gets enough good grades that they can go to college and hopefully succeed on their own without you, taking care of them. And you're so bonded with them. And if you put so much into that and you're a single parent doing that, I can't imagine that it's for some parents. I'm sure they're like, bye, miss you, love you, mean it, best friends. But I'm sure for some, it's like, I'm glad you're gone, but also I don't know who I am anymore.
Right.
And, I see it in my friends, my siblings, that it's, there's a shift and they, some of them, do very well right out of the gate. Some of them it takes a beat, and some of them just really take a very long time to recover because it's like, who, well, then who am I? What am I good at? Who do I like? What do I do? Like every single thought I've had has been, precipitated by how will this affect my child?
Yeah, absolutely. And we sink our identities into, I don't want to say our behaviors, because loving a child is not the same. I don't mean to be so flippant, but the things in our lives like this, we just sink it into it. And to have that big shift would be a huge change. But it's interesting because both Gage and Suze are trying to figure out who they are at the same time, and they're in different phases of life. But one of the things I was thinking too with Gage, and in particular in your relationship with Suze, we see a character here who's really struggling to be heard, and Suze sees him a certain way at the beginning of the film. But I was wondering too, thinking about, this generation, do you think they have a more difficult time being heard, or is that just a thing that happens every 20 years?
I don't know. I mean, this generation, it seems to be two very opposing kind of vibes I get from this generation. And some of the kids, that are coming out of high school, you talk to them and you're like, feel like you're talking to a peer. Others are so helicopter parented that they just, I don't know how they're ever gonna do their own laundry or something, or be able to handle an actual emergency situation because they don't have skills sometimes, or the trust in themselves to do it. But more importantly, I think that everybody is adults. I mean, kids, teenagers, 20 somethings, you name it. My 87-year-old mother, is retreating into their social, kind of arenas, their little enclaves, and losing touch with each other. And I think there is a very big loneliness problem that we're having because of that, because we've lost the art of being able to, in this case, like you were saying about these two very different characters who at first blush don't have anything in common or like each other and end up, in a very different place by the end of the movie. It's like if we can't look at somebody else who's very different from us in the eyes and try to figure out something that we can fall in love with about them, then we are cutting ourselves off from pretty much most of the population. And that is something that I feel like is a big shift. And at the same time, you could be in a very isolated population. Let's just say you're, unfortunately, like I'm sure you're hearing in the headlines about this child Bex, who is next, excuse me, Max, who is non-binary in a very, 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 very conservative atmosphere where they were totally alone and ended up, suffering incredible violence and succumbing to that, in death. And so it's like, then that person, but next gets this whole like embracing online of people who maybe feel very seen suddenly because they think, well, that's me, and now I see how connected that person is.
I appreciate that because I think that has so much meaning, and I know we're running out of time, but one of the things, and this came up in my conversation with Lindsay and Dane, and I wanted to ask you, do you have a Suze? And who is the Suze for you? Which is just a fun sentence to say, first of all, but is there?
Yeah, I do have some champions who didn't know they would be. I definitely, the first person I think of is I have a friend who I stayed with her when I was in college. I went out, I was broke, and I was working so many jobs. And my friend was, I lived with her family in San Francisco, and she was sort of annoyed with me, but I became really close friends with her mother. And we just buddied around and, I just realized, like, wow, I just thought she was the coolest lady in the world. I mean, she is, but I really just, I she was the first aspirational adult woman for me that I was just like, wow, I want to be like Linda, I want to see the world like Linda sees the world. I just thought she was so cool, and she thought I was so neat. I'm sure at first she didn't know what to make of me. I didn't even pack a hairbrush to go out to, live with this family. And I was like, can I borrow your hairbrush? But she never judged me. And she was just, she just showed up in a really amazing way. And we stayed friends for we still are friends, So that's my
I love that.
Suze.
That's amazing. I think everyone needs a Suze, and I think everyone should see Suze because it's such a wonderful film. And
Thank you.
Michaela, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Steve. I appreciate you. Take care. Thanks for taking it.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You
Thanks.
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.